The Leap is also supported by a generous gift from an anonymous KQED major donor.
The Shiva Lila was started by a guy named Gridley Wright. He was thin, with flowing clothes and a beard. Jesus look. He was a Yale graduate, former stockbroker, who took a whole bunch of acid, had a lot of revelations, and eventually started this nomadic community of people who thought they could evolve society by breaking down basic societal structures. Really basic, like the bond between a mother and her child. He thought if these could be broken, people wouldn't feel they owned each other. They'd lose their egos, form a collective consciousness. There aren't many recordings of Gridley Wright, but here's one.
You see, part of my trip is that I don't have any children. I don't have any family that is mine, and everybody I'm with is me.
In 1978, Gridley Wright and his followers came to Black Bear Commune. It was deep in the mountains of Northern California. They were looking to grow their group and for a place to settle down. Tecelia says her mother had been searching for a more radical way to live. She was fascinated by Gridley Wright. They went into a teepee, took LSD, and talked for hours.
He somehow turned her mind toward what they were doing in such a way that she never went back, like, not once.
Tecelia was only 5 years old at the time. She didn't know any of this was going on.
The only way I was brought into awareness of them being on our ranch was that they had clothes with them. And at Black Bear, we were not attached to anything. We would get our clothes from the barn loft, where you would just have this big pile, and if you needed something, you could get it there. And I just don't even remember caring about anything like that. But I remember they had this a cute pair of jeans, and I put them on. I was like, ooh, I'm in my jeans. And I think it was the first time I was even aware of my own self or aware of my own body or something appealing that I wanted. I don't think I'd ever really wanted for anything. And I just remember like having this like desire type of experience for these jeans.
So Tecelia's strutting around the ranch in her too tight new jeans with her new self-awareness when someone tells her that her mom's boyfriend, Jeff, is looking for her. He wants Tecelia to meet him at the pond.
The pond was sort of the center of our, like, play life at Black Bear, and it was fed by this beautiful stream that comes in from the creek. We had a little shallow section that was roped off for the kids, and I would swim there and pretend I could swim, and the adults would pretend that they were proud of me and actually thought I was swimming.
Tecelia loved Jeff. She was close to him. But when she saw him at the pond, he looked uncomfortable, conferring with a group of people Tecelia didn't know, the Shiva Lila people. They told Jeff to pick up Tecelia and throw her in.
He threw me in the pond, and I had jeans on and couldn't swim and was drowning. And no one had ever, that I could remember, ever done anything mean to me. And so I was trying to grapple with that. Like, why would someone do this? No one was coming to save me. I'm sinking underneath. You're in the pond. It's kind of, you can sort of see because it's sort of like a filtered, dusty light in the pond. I just remember that feel of constriction of the jeans it kind of makes me feel suffocating right now. Like, no one coming to get me. And I just found my way to the bottom and crawled up to the shore. And then looked at these people who were not really laughing or mocking, but that was what it felt like. And I just was kind of horrified. Like, what? How could the world do that to me?
Jeff was being tested. Could he rise above his attachment to Tecelia? Could he break that bond, essentially give her up to the group? This was Gridley Wright's whole idea.
He felt like if you broke that bond that you would create more what they called children of the world and mothers of the world, or more of a tribal mindset, so that you would really have more of a universal consciousness and awareness and love and kindness and place in your heart. So I could love you as much as I could love any other person. You don't have to be my mother.
For Tecelia, though she didn't realize it at the time, that moment at the pond was the beginning of a harsh new reality. Childhood was about to become an experiment in someone else's brutal philosophy.